Mike had been teaching at the community center for years. Over that time, he'd seen many faces come and go, but definitely not Jenny's. This was her first class.
The class had been the best she'd been to in years. Michael really knew what he was talking about, and it was clear he loved to share his passion for sculpting with others. Sedona was the last place she expected to find such a handsome and knowledgeable sculptor with whom she could share her art.
Michael couldn't believe she knew what it was. Most of his students referred to his sculpture in the back of the room as the naked hippie with a calf over his shoulders. They began to talk about the original sculpture's history and then moved on to art movements. Michael didn't want her to leave just yet. Since he barely knew her, talking about art was his best chance at getting her to stick around.
The comment caught Jenny off guard. Was he seriously asking for her opinion on his work? It seemed as though he had considered her an artistic equal. Not that Jenny felt that way. A mere glance at his sculptures lining the walls of the classroom told her he was a highly skilled sculptor. Appreciating the opportunity to learn more about and from him, Jenny smiled and agreed to stay.
He pointed out a couple of details on one piece that he considered flaws, but Jenny saw the genius in it. There was beauty in the imperfection.
She hadn't expected her teacher to set a half-finished sculpture of a naked woman in front of her. She knew it was just for art, and she shouldn't read into it.
Michael looked deeply into Jenny's eyes as he rubbed the statue's breasts and lightly rubbed the nipples between his index finger and thumb. He used his finger to poke between the sculpture's legs.
Immediately after saying that, Jenny looked down at the floor to try and hide her cheeky smile.
Using the opportunity to touch her marble-smooth skin, Michael gently moved his right thumb along Jenny's jawline.
She knew it was a risky move, but she moved his hand from her jawline to her lips. She got off her stool, pushed it to the side, and then went to fill a small bucket of water.
When she came back, Jenny dipped her hand in some water. Then she put his hand on the sculpture and guided it with her own. Inevitably needing to lean in with her as she began working on the sculpture, he was close enough to smell her. Her neck smelled like vanilla. Occasionally, she would bend over slightly and her butt would rub against his pelvis. He tried taking a small step back.
He held onto her waist and leaned in a second time.
Her butt and his pelvis touched a second time. And he let her feel his oncoming boner.
As he moved a clay-covered finger up her arm, she knew who he was referring to. She was his new muse. The thought of that sent tingles down her spine. Turning around to face him, she placed both hands around his neck. She smiled coyly and let one of her dress straps fall off her shoulder while she rested her elbows on the work table.
Mike loved how fearless she was. And she looked like the Venus de Milo. Picking her up and frantically clearing his work table, he laid her on top of it.
With Jenny laying on the work table, she was waiting to see what Michael would come up with next. Either way, she was excited to see where things would lead.
He got on the work table and grabbed some clay, modeling it between his hands. Straddling Jenny in between his legs, he leaned over and grabbed a chunk of clay. Then he dipped his hand in the water and made sure to let a couple of drops drip into her collarbone.
Oh.
While looking directly into her eyes, Michael rubbed the remaining water up and down onto the clay and watched Jenny bite her lip.
She took the clay from his hands and began caressing it through her thumb and index finger. Eventually, she pointed at his belt.
Michael began pulling his pants down and leaned closer, letting Jenny pull down his boxers and pants before suddenly placing her clay-covered hand on his crotch.
Enjoying the movement in Michael's moans, she continued to pleasure him with her hand.
Pulling up her dress and bringing his hands up to her breasts, he rubbed them with the same amount of pressure he'd used to sculpt a statue. Listening to her moans was music to his ears.
Letting him take the lead, Jenny slid her hands up his t-shirt and brushed his obliques with a piece of sandpaper. Jenny reached out for more props to channel her pleasure for him, but it looked like Michael had already grabbed onto the acrylic roller. He licked it until it was wet. Inserting it between her legs, he used it to penetrate her deeply.
Introducing his erect dick into her was like reliving the collective pleasure of the ancient world. As he thrust it into her, she moaned and pressed the roller into his back as if she was trying to flatten a rock.
Given how in control he'd been, she knew hearing that turned him on even more. Licking his neck, she decided to suck on it until it bruised. That bruise would be a souvenir of pleasure, a gift to him.
He thought about all the dirty things he wanted to do to her as he fucked her. Turning her over, he decided to fuck her from behind.
Grasping onto the edge of the table, Jenny anticipated the coming penetration. Sure enough, when Michael pulled her hair back as he lowered himself into her, it was as wild and as blissful as she thought it would be.
Thank you.